Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Now, it's time for a late movie review, Bob. There are plenty out there that I should have seen and I have not. You, as the movie guy, usually kind of point me in a direction and say, watch this film, and I tell you what I think of it.
Yeah, I mean, this time it's certainly a film I like, but it's really our boss, Greg, and a few of the other music fans, music lovers, radio people that we work with who really swear by this is Spinal Tap.
Yeah, I had no idea going into it anything about this. I'd heard it before, people had said about Spinal Tap.
Probably quoted it at you.
Yeah, exactly. And I had no idea what was going on. You had seen it before, though, as well, hadn't you?
Many times. Watched it last night, actually, just in anticipation of this, because it's quite a short film. You can just pop it on.
Indeed it is. Look, we've had a pretty bad run the last couple of movie reviews. Nothing's really great.
Nothing disastrous, but yeah, threes mostly.
Yeah, exactly. Look, this is what I thought of. This is Spinal Tap. All right, this is Spinal Tap, a movie that, just looking at it, is very short, which I like. It cost me $3 to rent on YouTube. I legit thought this was a horror movie. Don't you think Spinal Tap is a great name for a horror movie? I'm thinking an alien possesses your body, like The Host kind of thing. Spinal Tap is a great name. I just realised I've been watching Stranger Things. The new season came out on Friday. This movie is shorter than most of those episodes. This is, like, clearly a parody. They're making a joke out of bands. They've taken a little bit of different famous singers and drummers and guitarists and put them into these characters.
Listen.
How much is it?
Just listen for a minute. The sustain. Listen to it.
I'm not hearing anything.
You would, though, if it were playing.
Right.
There's one guy I think is the bass player. Basically, looks like every single Beatle at the same time. Hey, it's the nanny. I know that voice. Also, it just goes to show how much the perception of a film can change how you view it. If this wasn't so clearly a joke, you'd kind of believe these guys were a band, kind of struggling to get through it at this point. We can all see where this is going. The band isn't doing very well. They're having all the different concerts cancelled on them, and this is going to end badly. So Spinal Tap is over. Thank goodness. I have to go cook tea. Okay, here's what I liked about Spinal Tap. The music. I'm a music person. The problem is I will watch a musical documentary because I like the band. I don't know who these guys are. I don't care. I don't find it very funny. Again, I'm not attached enough to the people in this band to care to watch this as a documentary. It's quite boring, if I'm honest. Like, got some funny bits. I thought this was going to be like a home run. Thought I was really going to enjoy it. I would only give it like 2 chickens out of 5. We've got to do better next time. It's not great. It was not worth the $3 I paid to YouTube for that film.
Here's the thing, and I've noticed this with a few comedies we've got you to watch. When you watched Hot Rod comes to mind. Films that people in the office say, oh yeah, that's hilarious and we love it. Generally, they're films that are kind of funny on your first watch, and then you watch it a second or a third or a fourth time and it gets really funny. I don't know how much I enjoyed Spinal Tap the first time, especially watching it on my own. Watching it for probably the fourth time last night, every scene's a belter and I love it.
Okay.
It's a tough thing.
So do I review Spinal Tap again next week?
I don't know. I don't know. Did you like the songs? Did you like Stonehenge? The songs are really good.
Yeah, and like I said, I think I would 100% have believed that was a band if it wasn't so clearly like a parody and a comedy thing.
But you didn't enjoy it just as a documentary?
Because like I said, I just didn't care because I don't know the band. You know, I watched the Beatles documentary, I like the Beatles, so the documentary was interesting. That to me was like, I didn't have any connections, so why do I care?
It's not rewarding you and patting you on the back for saying, oh Brooke, your taste is so good, well done you.
Well, I just didn't know who Spinal Tap was and I don't care. That's the problem.
Fair enough. Yeah, well, maybe go a narrative film next week.
It's got to be something that rates higher than 2 chickens out of 5. All surely
right. I'll find a good Clint Eastwood for you.
Thank you.